Putting together an accounts payable policy and procedures manual doesn't really sound like a lot of fun, and I'm not going to pretend that it is. But I can tell you that in this episode, we're going to focus on a way that you can put together a manual quick, okay? So you don't have to spend a whole lot of time doing that. Welcome to Accounts Payable Soundbites, the program where we share simple and complex accounts payable issues in short, concise soundbites. I'm Mary Schaefer, founder of AP Now, the place where you go for all the latest business intelligence if you work in, manage, or have responsibility for the accounts payable function. Now, let's talk about an accounts payable policy and procedures manual. I could go on forever as to why you should have one and why it's important, but let's just assume that you agree with me and that you agree that it is important to have a policy and procedures manual for your accounts payable operation, or for that matter, any portion of your accounting operation or any other place. I focus on accounts payable, but really what I'm going to tell you will work for almost any other area that you have to put together a policy and procedures manual. And you know those things, they're usually quite thick, and I'm not going to pretend that they're a lot of fun to put together. But let's say you've been given the task of putting one together. How are you going to do it? And how are you going to do it quickly so that it doesn't become an overwhelming concern or a nightmare? So let's start off with a blank piece of paper. You know, you can do a Word document, or if you're so inclined, put it in an Excel document and just list out all the topics that you need to cover. I'm not talking about writing them out, just list them. So you might have master vendor file, new vendors, existing vendors, changing vendors, invoices, processing, dealing with discrepancies, emailed invoices, etc. So you make your list. And if you're in accounts payable, for example, I'm going to guess that you have anywhere from like 40 to 80 different topics by the time you get your list completed. And you can put it together, you can get your staff to add some things. But these are all going to be like 1, 2, and 3 word titles, just the areas that you want to put together. Now, for the purpose of this example, I am going to say we came up with 50 topics, okay? Because I like round numbers and I want us to be able to do the math easily in your head, because we don't want to focus on the math, we want to focus on. Okay, so you've got your list, you've got 50 topics. And even, you know, you're looking at 50 topics and that can be a lot of work. And it can be. But now let's take it one step further. Let's make this a group project. And let's say you have 10 people on your staff who are going to work on this project with you. Okay, do you see where I'm going? So you've got your 50 categories and you've got your 10 people. So if each of them is given 5 areas to work on, not so bad. Okay. Now it's a doable project. Now, before I get to the last part of this simple project, I'd like to invite you to subscribe. It's free, completely private, and you can unsubscribe at any time, ringing the bell next to the subscribe button. You'll be notified when we post new accounts payable content, which we do 2 or 3 times a week. And by the way, you don't need a YouTube account to subscribe. You can subscribe through a Gmail account if you happen to have one. Okay, so you've got your list of 50. You've got your 10 people. You've divided it up. When you divide it up, try and give the areas to the people who work on it. So, you know, don't give your master vendor file person the area on how you process invoices. Now everybody's only got 5 areas to work on. Give them a deadline. And now this is a manageable project. At the deadline, get everybody to, you know, hand in their different sections, and then you'll give it to someone else to review. If that person doesn't agree, then the two people should go back and have a discussion. But by doing it this way, by breaking it down into individual sections like this and getting a group of people to work on it, it becomes a doable project. You want to set realistic deadlines, and of course, you want to give people a few reminders. Okay, if you're wondering why an accounts payable policy and procedures manual is so important, we discussed that in a little bit more detail in soundbite number 15. A link to that is shown below in the show notes. On YouTube, a link will appear to it momentarily to the left. And as always, we appreciate your comments, your thumbs up, your subscribes, or your shares. Good luck with your policy and procedures manual.